Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grow Podcast and this is episode 63 and I'm titling this episode in, it's a bit different to what I was going to talk about, but starting a new allotment organically. And it is the 9th of May 2016. Now, I know I said I was going to be talking about homemade fertilisers, but I'm going to be doing it next week now, as today, this evening, I received a Twitter message from somebody called James, asking if I've done any podcasts on how to start an allotment organically. So I'm going to be discussing that a bit later on. And then, but before that, I'm going to do a few updates on the plots. But firstly, something I said I'll mention to somebody I've been in contact with. I've come across a new website, a new podcast actually. It's called Growing Wild. You can find it on the iTunes podcast. It's called Growing Wild's podcast. They do about one episode a month. They're actually based in Brighton, and they do a local radio show on Radio Reverb, I believe it's called. But their shows actually come out in podcast form, and they discuss a lot about allotments and foraging and so on and so on. So yeah, it's well worth going to have a listen to what they do. I'm trying to remember the website address now. It was Grown Wild Reverb. It's something or another. Grown Wild Reverb, podomatic.com for their website. But I will put that on the in the notes for this today. So, what's been going on at the plots? We'll start at 128B, the allotment, after the wonderful sun weather we've had over the weekend. It was fantastic, wasn't it? Okay, I've been a few times in the weekend just doing some weeding and watering. Pretty much all the potatoes are starting to pop their heads through and growing on, which is really, really good news. As is the asparagus. I've got quite a few ferns just popping up through those. It's not ready to be harvested yet, but they've survived and growing and looking really good actually. So I'm really pleased with that, as I think that's the first time I've been able to actually grow asparagus and get it to properly germinate in the following year. Sunday morning I was down at the allotment, and I started off just doing some weeding, and I quickly filled a bucket up with weeds, so they're growing quite rapidly. Followed this with a good watering around everything, and then built another bed for where the grape bush is going to go, and this is next to the tree. I've filled up more manure into some of the tree beds. Hopefully I'll get those planted up soon. I've then, now the raspberries are starting to grow and I can see where they are. I've got the hoe and gave it a quick sharpen with a file, and then just started weeding in between, or running a hoe in between the raspberries to tidy that up. And that's looking quite a bit better actually. So I think now every week when I'm there, I've just got to run through with a hoe and try and keep on top of it and keep all these weeds out so as they don't take over. It's not easy when stuff is growing there already. I planted some more peas. They're already grown and hardened off at home, but they're coming along. I've made a pea frame up out of an old fridge shelf as well. So that's growing on really well, and I'm really pleased with how it's going. Because I'm on holiday, I'm not planting anything in the soil yet. I'm waiting till I'm back so I can give it a good water. But I think things are nearly ready. So at home, Had a package arrive, and it was some sweet potato slips. I've got 18 sweet potato slips in total, with three different types there. Beauregard, Bonita, and Burgundy. Best thing is, they didn't cost me anything. I actually ordered these last year before I moved house. But Sutton Seeds, they sent me a letter last year while I was waiting for them to arrive, saying they've had a bit of trouble with their suppliers. They weren't happy with the quality, so they weren't sending any out. And they refunded my money. And it also said in this letter, but I didn't really take much notice of it. I thought, we'll see if it happens. But they said they would send me some out next year free of charge. Well, true to their word, they did. I've got 18 sweet potatoes. I've potted them on. And again, once I come back from my holiday, I will be putting them in the soil and places. But highly, highly recommend Sutton Seeds for that. Not sown any more seeds, really. I'm going to be doing that this week, and then so as they'll hopefully germinate while I'm on holiday, and then I can worry about them when I come back. I have somebody house sitting, so they'll be watering and stuff. But all my peas are sown end of April, have all germinated, and they're getting ready to start hardening off, actually. So I've been removing them out in the next few days. Talking of hardening off, a lot of the stuff I had in the greenhouse that is destined for outside, I've put that into the cold frame with just to harden off. I find that easier. I just crack open the lid. If it's going to be cold, I'll drop it down, but I just crack open the lid and leave it like that, and they seem to harden off quite well. I'm not one for bringing stuff in and out, so yeah. In the greenhouse, I planted the tomatoes into the actual ground, and they're looking really healthy. I've also planted a cucumber and a couple of chili seeds. Cucumber I'm a bit worried about, but we'll keep an eye on that. And I will keep you posted on how that goes. But with the warmer weather, I've been watering things quite a bit more regularly than I have been, and I've emptied two of my smaller water butts already. Well, they weren't full, one of them was on the down pipe, the other one I just fill up, so probably one and a half of the smaller water butts, but it's starting to rain these few days. It might fill up again, it'll fill the others up as well, so yeah, I'm not too worried. I've still got plenty more water butts, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. Okay, so now let's get to James's question. As I said, he sent me a message on Twitter asking if I've done any podcast on how to start an allotment organically. And I've asked him to email me and give me a few more details, which he very kindly did. And he basically said that him and his girlfriend just recently got an allotment. They've started digging it over, but they want to grow things organically and want the best advice. So, James, and anybody else that's going to be listening, you know, I'm not. This is not just for James. This is what I would do. First thing I would do is basically get a notepad and paper and just walk around the allotment and take measurements, draw it out, and see what is growing there that you want to keep. I would imagine it's quite full of weeds as well. Is there any sheds on your site? Do you want a shed? Where's it going to go? So on and so on. Just take notes and solar aspects, where you're going to get sun and shade. But just take notes of that. Also speak to some of your neighbours and other allotmenteers. Find out what they find grows well, what problems they have, etc., etc. Then you can build up a rough idea of what you're going to do. Now, being this is mid-May, it's borderline late. I would prefer it if people, I know some councils don't do this, but they give them allotments away in May, when actually it'd be better if they gave them away in the winter when things aren't grown, so you can get on top of the weeds a lot easier. That being said, that's not a hand that's been dealt. So mid-May, you can get a few seeds in at home if that's how you want to do it, but you're going to be tied up with getting the allotment ready. So if you're prepared for the work, extra work, get cracking with seed sowing. Now, I would imagine your allotment is probably covered in weeds, and that's going to be your first thing to attack, after you've worked out a plan of how you want it, of course. From experience, and I've had two now, don't try and tackle it all in one day or in one go, because what you'll find, you'll get it all clear of weeds, then you'll come back and you find a lot of weeds have grown up again, and you've got to go through it all again when you just want to crack on with planting and stuff. Break it down into small sections. Now, my two allotments I've had in the past has been just waist height in weeds, so I've trimmed a lot down. I have gone over it all in one day, and sure enough, I found the weeds came back. And what I would do is just trim the whole lot down. That don't take too long generally. And then just do a small area. You can dig out the weeds, as I believe you have been doing. And once all the weeds are dug out, then you're not using weed killer. I would then lay some sort of weed suppressant down. Now, you can go for woven fabric, but don't buy the cheap stuff. You want the stuff you can't see through. Or the alternative that I've been using this year, and it's worked really well, has been cardboard. And I've just laid cardboard over the weeds. I haven't even dug them out, if I'm honest. I've just laid the cardboard down. I've weighted it down. I've sprayed water over the cardboard and weighted it down. And that's suppressing the weeds, not letting them grow. For my beds, I've then filled them above about half a foot deep, I suppose, with horse manure. That's partly because I like the no-dig gardening method. And that's what I would recommend, or I would do for that. And then when your plants, as long as it's well-rotted manure, when your plants that you want to plant out are ready, you just plant them straight into the horse manure. You can use compost, of course, but if this is a new allotment, you probably haven't actually got any compost in the compost bins ready to use. So at this point, you know, if you've only got one bed done, that's nothing to be ashamed of. You've got that bed done, you can move on to the next. What I found with mine is I've built one bed, I've filled it up, then when I come back, any weeds that have grown, because they still do grow, it's taken me seconds just to pick off, and I've planted that one bed up, then moved on to the next. For me, I found it works really easy, because I'm not spending ages of time on a massive area that just feels like I'm spending all my time weeding the entire area. I'm getting one small area, bit at a time done. And basically that's how I would continue just getting your allotment. Then you're not, as I said, you're not using weed killer. I don't use weed killer. I have done in the past, but I've only used it on paths or places where it's not coming in contact with food. But I try not to use it. I really do try not to use it. There are times that you just have to, but we try not to. So, another thing I would urge you to look at is one, building compost bins as soon as you can. And then you can get all that stuff you're digging out, all your weeds, composting down, and ready to go. You can mix it with some wood chip and horse manure if you can find a supply for that. Now, if you want to be strictly 100% organic, you have to make sure that with horse manure, the horses are being fed organically. I tend not to worry about that. By the time it's been through the digestion system, I don't think there's any real chemicals left in it, so I don't worry about that. But it depends how strict you want to go with that. You are going to want to get some feed. Now, you can buy organic plant food, and highly, highly recommend that. Miracle-Gro do some. Another option is to make your own. I'll be discussing this next week, but there'll be the wormery. Get a wormery, and that produces worm food or worm casting. Or comfrey, or even nettles. But I'll discuss that in more detail next week. Basically, I think that's just as a fundamental start. That's probably where I would be starting. Is clearing, as I say, clearing the weeds. Cardboard is, I find, the cheapest option, and what have you. Beds, if you're making them out of wood, don't forget pallets. You can get those pretty much for free as well, and a bit of work and you can make your beds out of pallets. That's if you're going to be making beds, of course. If you're not making beds, then you can still do everything I've said, just throw it down onto the soil. But as I say, trying to grow things organically, if you really, really want to be strict organic, everything has to be organic. You have to look for labels and ask questions. I get a supply of horse manure and from stables, and I don't know if they're fed organically or not. And the same as I get wood chippings for paths. Don't think that's organic. I think that's just where the council have cut them, so they may have well been sprayed. But they've been chipped, they've been out in the sun, broken down a bit, so there's probably nothing into it, and I've not had any problems. So anyway, James, I hope that helps you and any other people listening out there. Let me know how you get on, of course, and I'll do more follow-ups. As I say, this is just literally a way of getting started. One thing, actually, I should thought add, rainwater butts. Get those set up and catch some rainwater. Tap water does have chemicals in it, believe it or not. So rainwater doesn't. Well, shouldn't. Well, possibly does have some, but it's going to be on there anyway, and there's not much you can do about that. So. Okay, so as I say, I'll add some notes onto this and onto the show notes for this podcast episode. That'd be on the website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Please do go along. Don't forget, you can sign up to become a member. Doesn't cost you anything. It's just a community I'm hoping to build with forums and things. So thank you for listening. And as I say, next week I will be doing the episode on homemade fertilizers. And of course, if anybody has any other advice or anything they want to throw into the add it into the comments of this show. So thank you, and I'll speak to you again.